Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to start out by reminding folks that we are hosting our first private pesticide applicator recertification today, Wednesday the 9th at 1:30 p.m. here at the Cass County Community Center. That is a two-hour course and is for anyone who has a current private pesticide applicator license in the state of Iowa. This course can be used to meet your annual training requirement to keep your license. Again, that class happening at 1:30 this afternoon here at the Cass County Community Center on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. You need to plan to be here before 1:30 and in your seat, all signed in and registered. The class will last for 2 hours, and late admittance is not granted to those who arrive late for that class. There is a $20 fee for that class, and that is payable at the door. Pre-registration is not required for the private pesticide applicator recertification class happening this afternoon. We will also be hosting the Crop Advantage series later this month on Thursday, January 24th, here at the Cass County Community Center. That is an all-day program, registration beginning at 8:30 a.m., and the program running from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Along with the private pesticide applicator training, there will be a variety of programs on making smart decisions for 2019, including a market outlook for 2019, as well as a weather outlook and herbicide updates, a session on nitrogen management, impact of interest rate hikes and trade disputes on land values, a review of the 2018 growing season, a breakout session on the soybean gall midge and bee-friendly practices on the farm, as well as a breakout session on cover crops and no-till ahead of soybeans. Again, to sign up for that, you can visit the Crop Advantage website, cropadvantage.org. Registration prior to January 17th is $50. Late or on-site registration is $60. The program, again, includes a meal and snack, as well as all materials and your private pesticide applicator recertification and CCA credits. Those two agronomy programs coming up in January, make sure you get those on your calendar and plan to attend if that is something you are interested in. Next, we're going to turn to our 2019 Extension Garden Calendar, a variety of reminders and tips here for you as we move into the new year. First of all, a reminder as the weather turns colder to mix sand with de-icing salts when treating your sidewalks and driveways. That will help make the salt go further and also minimize the impact of the salt on surrounding plants and lawn areas. If you still have a Christmas tree hanging around, a natural Christmas tree that is, you may want to cut off some branches and cover any new perennials with those Christmas tree boughs. They make a great insulator against cold weather this time of year. You may be already receiving flower and vegetable seed catalogs in the mail, and January and February are a great time to begin making those selections for items you would like to have in your garden as the summer approaches and get those flower and vegetable seeds ordered. If you're taking care of plants in the house this time of year, a few reminders as well. You want to make sure to rotate your house plants to prevent one-sided growth. If you've got ferns, orchids, or other highly moisture-sensitive plants in the house, you can group them and place them on pebble trays to raise the humidity level around those sensitive plants. You also want to remember to wait until spring to fertilize those houseplants, as they are not growing as rapidly with the decreased sunlight hours this winter. And if you have stored bulbs from this past growing season, you want to check those regularly throughout the winter and discard any of them that may be rotting or turning bad. If you do not have a copy of the 2019 Garden Calendar, Gardening Through the Season, we do still have several copies available here for purchase in the Extension office. You're welcome to stop by and pick one of those up at your convenience to get an entire year worth of garden pictures and helpful garden tips to get you through the gardening season. As always, for more information on upcoming programs and events here at the Cass County Extension Office, we welcome you to check out the ISU Extension website here in Cass County. You can also follow the Cass County Extension Office on Facebook to be notified of upcoming events. And of course, you can always stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic on the fairgrounds or give us a call 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.